Okay. The question was asked, what happens if a person feels like I deserve everything bad? So that person has to know that rule number one is that you don't. The first thing a person has to know is that he himself exists. And not only does he exist, but that God created him. It's not a coincidence. It's not a mistake. It's with purposeful intent. And God created him and loves him and wants what's good for him. It is our doing. If we want to make ourselves miserable, God gives us the tools to go either way in life. It's part of the free choice. But at every moment we have that choice. At every moment. And it is our responsibility to choose life, as our parsha tells us. God tells us, son, choose life. God wants what's good for us, and it's our responsibility to take that choice. When a person wakes up in the morning and says, I deserve everything bad, he is, so to speak, taking the representation of God and saying, that deserves everything bad. Don't say that. That's not right. You're not only about yourself. You're also supposed to be a reflection of God. God created you. He loves you. He wants what's good for you. Why should you go against that? Why should you wake up and say, no, I deserve what's bad? Who said you deserve what's bad? Yesterday you were a bad person. Okay, so today you'll be a good person. Your job is to make the world a better place. Your job is to give. Your job is to shine. And God wants you to do what's good, and God wants what's good for you. So today it's tough. Okay, today's tough. No one's saying it isn't tough. No one's saying life isn't tough. No one's promising it'll be good. The challenge of life is that we don't always have answers as to why things are difficult. But one of the rules we have to remember, and Chassidut keeps reminding us this, if I feel disconnected with God, and I feel disconnected with myself, it's because I've forgotten that God loves me. If I can start my day and say, He's here, and He loves me, and He wants what's good for me, and I'm important to Him, I am important to Him, then I can move forward. We say one of the lines that to me are the most amazing lines in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We say, Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoteinu, our God and the God of our fathers. Selach lanu, forgive us. Mechal lanu, forgo for us. Kaper lanu, give us complete atonement. Why? Kianu banecha, kianu amecha, kianu sonecha. We say, for we are your nation, you are our king. We are your people, you are our God. We are your children, you are our father. We are your sheep, you are our shepherd. What's the connection? Forgive us because there's a connection with us. You want us to do what's right. You want us to advance. You want us to advance the world. Well, part of advancing the world is you know you created us with potential to do what's wrong. You know you created us imperfect beings that will have a struggle at being better. But nonetheless, you love us. And you want us. And we are your children. There's a connection to help us out. Part of helping us out is forgive us. Meaning, I shouldn't be bound today by the mistakes I did yesterday. Help me grow and move forward. That's what you created me for. Your whole purpose is that we should move the world forward. So forgive us. Allow us to move the world forward. And the idea is there's an affection here. There's a close connection. And a person has to be open to that. And a person has to be open to the fact that he is Hashem's cherished creature. When a person wakes up and thinks, I deserve bad, what he is in essence saying is, I am not cherished by Hashem. And the person has to stop and tell himself, no, I am very, very important to Hashem. Hashem cares about what I do.
But you're not supposed to say you deserve good. Because that's
it's not about I deserve good. It's about Hashem wants me to have it good. It's not that I deserve. It's that that's what Hashem wants for me. There's a key difference here. I should make it good. And I should have appreciation for everything I have that is good. But I should also recognize that I'm very, very important to Hashem. One of the keys that allows us to do averot, to completely leave everything that Hashem wants of us, is when we start thinking, I am unimportant. If a person wakes up in the morning and remembers, I am very important to Hashem, Hashem is looking at what I'm doing and He really, really cares about what I do, then what I do has importance.
And it's part of the spirit. Sometimes you don't cherish yourself.
Right. So you have to remember that Hashem does cherish you. Hashem created you. He put you here for a purpose.
It's hard to see. Sometimes it's hard to understand that. Especially if you have a lot of missing notes. And then you can just fill after fill after fill.
Right. That's when we have to say it externally and wait for it to settle in. That's what, I don't remember which Chassid Shevi said. That's why we say, Vayu adorim eile al levavecha. It doesn't say bi levavecha. Put it on your heart. It'll seep in eventually. These concepts are concepts that take time, and sometimes we can accept it, and sometimes we feel like vomiting. We can't accept it. But it's a challenge. It's a constant challenge. The more we work at it, the more we'll grow with it. All right.
So if this idea of al levavecha is to pierce through the heart,
it's to put it on the heart and it'll seep
in. Like to get in.
It'll get in eventually.
So, but if you say that happiness is not a matter, it's not a name, but it's a sub-product, byproduct of the right life. So what happens if a person lives in a very religious place, does everything because it was born that way, so for him it's very natural to protect being brave and studying yeshiva, whatever, and it's a really good yeshiva boys, whatever. So, but maybe they're not happy, you know? They have their urges, they have their inclinations, they also have their mistakes. It's really, how can we really see that the person really fulfills soul mitzvot can be really happy? Sometimes you see people, you know, they're wrecked, and they do, it seems, I think they do everything, but you know. But
let's say each case is individual.